Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
It wouldn't be fair to compare Fifi, Feb, and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
101, this is the Fox.
Friday, here at the Fox, Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Welcome into the studio.
Oh, what a Friday. School holidays kick off for a lot of families this weekend, so it feels like a Either it's an exciting day or it's a day that you're anxious about because what are you going to do for 2 weeks with
the
kids?
We're already a week in, so it's been tough.
Oh, you are, yeah.
Things to do. Nearly out already.
But your kids are old enough now, they can entertain themselves.
100%.
So. Yeah.
What are you doing? I don't care, I'm playing COD.
Sorted.
Do they say, Dad, can you get off COD and play
Toby,
with us?
Yeah, Toby does.
Oh.
Daddy, play with me.
Oh, so cool.
A minute. Yeah. Go away.
Why don't you learn how to play with Dad? Here's a controller. Don't stuff it up.
What's happening, guys?
Big day today. Well, yesterday we know that we gave away $50,000. Nikki and Ferntree Gully, what a moment. But today is the return of not Fifi, Fev and Nick's secret sound, but Fev's mystery noise.
It's Fev.
Yes,
I'll give that some context, Boxy. When you're away on maternity leave, I think we did this, and Nick, you obviously haven't done this before. It's going to be the easiest money you've ever made. It's the ultimate mystery noise where I pretty much tell you what it is.
Oh, okay. Leon, can we hear the noise now?
Yeah, you got the noise
there.
Here we
go. Here's the noise for the first time.
Maybe, how much do you win if you guess it?
You're going to be winning $500. So I'll give a clue. I'll give the first clue away.
Okay.
You can staple it.
Now, don't call now. 7 o'clock is your first chance to guess Fev's ultimate.
And I was going to pick the first caller.
Okay, first caller through.
The easiest $500 you will ever make here at the Fox.
Got me.
1019, the Fox.
We did give away $50,000 yesterday with Fifi, Fev and Nick's secret sound. Now, the secret sound, it can be difficult. We give away a lot of clues. It's hard money to win. You've just got to persevere for a few weeks until we give out more and more clues. So Fev's got his own little edition of, it's not a sound so much, it's more a noise.
Yeah, it's the ultimate mystery noise.
Yes. Now, this is $500.
It is. And it all come about, Boxy, when we did give away 2 years ago, I think we did it, and you were away. So we started this Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise where, because if I got told the secret sound, I would tell everyone. And that's why I don't get told. So to compensate for that, to make me feel better, they said you can have your own noise and I get to tell everyone, which is perfect.
Yes, it is. And the phones are melting down possibly more than they did for the secret sound.
Do you want to give some of the clues away, guys, that we've given away for the last hour?
Yes.
Well, it's very popular in an office.
Yes.
You'd see these in an office. Yep.
Yep. The next clue, it holds two pieces of paper together.
Yes.
And the final clue, Fev?
Stapler.
Sarah from Faulkner. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
We're great, Sarah.
Hi. I'm excited.
Do you want to hear the ultimate, well, Fev's ultimate mystery noise, Sarah?
Yes, sure. Why not?
The clues again. It holds two pieces of paper together and it's a stapler. Sarah, what for $500?
Now, Sarah.
Yes.
Are you confident?
Yes, but I'm a bit nervous. Who knows what's going to come out when you are.
Now, Sarah, what would this money mean to you?
It would mean that my partner's not that angry with my shopping yesterday. So, it would, you know, save me the weekend.
Okay, now, what's your guess?
A stapler.
Fev, you're the only one who actually knows the answer for this. So instead of crossing to Leon, we now cross to Brendan Allen Favola, who is the keeper of the noise.
Sarah.
Oh, no. Yes.
That is Fev's ultimate mystery noise.
Yay! 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 Yay!
Sarah, you have won yourself $500. Congratulations.
You are super tricky, but thank you.
Yeah, it was tough.
We've got Dimitri, your partner, on the line. Dimitri, Sarah just won $500 with Feb's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
Yeah, I heard about this. Flat out.
The Dimitri, Sarah's been, you know, hanging on for the last hour. It's been a tough noise. She went shopping yesterday. She went shopping. She spent a bit of money in it, but now she's got it back.
Yeah, it makes it all better. It's all good now.
Well, congratulations, guys. One of the most difficult competitions we do. You won it, Sarah, and we're back. 9 o'clock, it's happening again.
What?
Guys.
Might call back.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks, Dimitri. Now, guys, we're doing it again. Do you want to hear the sound?
Yes, please.
This is Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise.
Oh.
It's a bit harder, I'm not going to lie. It is a bit harder.
You're right with it.
Oh.
101.9 The Fox.
And we're excited because we're all looking for something to watch. What's the new show that's coming out that's going to take all our time up while we're, I guess, cold in winter? And there's a great show coming hosted by a very good friend of ours. Beauty and the Geek is back. Coming soon to Channel 9, hosted by the wonderful Sophie Monk. Soph, how are you?
Good morning, guys. Oh, I'm so excited about this show.
I bet you are. Now, Soph, what I love about this is you get to pair these people. And when we say people, it's quite blatant. There's beauties and there's geeks. They're not traditionally people that would find themselves. So when the people apply, do you get to have a look and go, oh, we've got to see that guy with that girl. That will be great telly.
Well, normally I don't get any say and I have to pretend, you know, like how they are. And then you've got to go, yeah, we made that choice because the producers just told me last minute. But with this, they legit were like, what do you think? I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is like a step up in the industry that they're actually asking my opinion. And, yeah, I was rematching them.
You should get that title. You should now be Sophie Monk Executive Producer. You need that on your resume.
I mean, I was going to say that too. It's like / producer / you know, narrator. Yeah. I'm narrating it too. I was like, so many upgrades. It's pretty fun to do, except for when they go, why'd you match me with that person? You
know, that'll be all the beauty saying that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's like, why did you switch me around? I'm like, oh, no. It's, you know, I haven't got anyone to blame.
Sophie, what level of geek are we talking? Like remembering footy stats from 100 years ago or like train set in the garage?
Oh, we're talking
tie glasses, everything. Yeah.
Like,
Steve Urkel pants.
Intelligent. Yeah, not image-wise, because remember they used to have like those Coke bottle glasses on the show, and it's more just like gamers that are really high IQ. Like, yeah. Mm.
Like me, I'd be a geek, 100%. I'm a gamer.
No, I said high IQ. Did you get
it? Hey, Monkstar, don't be like that. I've got a high IQ when it comes to certain things. Just not smart stuff.
It's not how... That could be the best sentence I've ever heard. I've got a high IQ, but not when it comes to smart stuff.
I'd be the geek. Boxy would be the beauty, and Nick wouldn't...
you'd be the beauty.
I'd be getting coffees.
You'd be the geek too.
Actually, Soph, I was just thinking this because now what's wonderful too is you are so loved up. We're so happy for you and Josh. You're engaged. I don't know if we've spoken to you since the formal engagement.
No, that was amazing.
No, you haven't.
Big party.
I know. Well,
everyone was there, bar us.
Well, we were in lockdown. I knew that we could have come if we were in a different state.
Yeah. Of course. I think it was just, it's been tricky. You guys have had it so tough.
Yeah.
I feel like all of Melbourne, I keep talking to my friends in Melbourne, they're like, sucked in, you have to wear masks and you might go lockdown. I was like, no, we're not going lockdown yet, but tough on you guys.
I know, but what is the vibe up there now, Soph? Because you're up there and we're down here, we've got our two cases, but it is spiralling up there.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, it's going pretty rapidly, isn't it? Mm. But I don't think Gladys is going to lock us down anytime soon. She doesn't like lockdown, does she?
No, she's really standing tough on that stance.
I worry though.
Your guy doesn't mind one.
He does. And the thing is, though, none of us have it. I'm worried that your premier is so anti-lockdown, you're all going to have COVID soon, which is a bit of a concern.
Yeah, well, I just don't know. I mean, when we get into politics, I always get into trouble because I don't know what I'm talking about.
I won't lie, Soph, I'm getting nervous as we dabble out in this world of COVID. We're not Brett Sutton, we're not medical officials. We probably should stay out of it.
No, exactly right. I was just thinking that as I was talking. I haven't read anything either, but yeah, I think everyone's got masks on here, that's for sure.
Hey, so just a quick one, mate. You were an ex-Gold Coast girl. You lived there for a long time. Now, we've got a thing coming up. It's been postponed because we were talking about COVID just then. We were supposed to go up to the Gold Coast for Boxy's Big Night Out. And Boxy's Big Night Out, she hasn't been out for 10 years. She's
really?
Had her, yeah, she has had her kids, doesn't drink.
Yeah.
I've never seen her have a drink before. I've never seen her go out because she's always
right?
home. Yeah, but she used to tell me she's this big party animal.
I was
a party animal. I used to do this. I used to do that. And I don't believe it. So we're going up to the Gold Coast, I think, in a couple of weeks. It's been rescheduled for Boxy's Big Night Out. So what that entails is we're going to go from 6 p.m. on the Thursday to 6 a.m. and be live on air.
Are you really?
I am do you know what? I just realised because it was before Trixie, my 8-year-old, was born, was the last time I really went out and had like
Sophie
a big night.
Down Jules.
And then,
Sophie
Jules. Like from when you filled in for my maternity leave 8 years ago, I haven't gone out.
Oh my gosh. And you were a party animal, I remember. Like, fuck.
Thank
that's
you.
What I've heard anyway.
So that's what she's
heard.
Thank you. You heard that.
Yeah, same as me. I've heard. Any tips for her? Dad, well, you know the Gold Coast well. Any tips for Boxy? Where can we go?
Well,
what should we do?
I mean, all the clubs are good there, and they all stay open till late, don't they? As well, till 6.
Yeah,
so there's a couple that stay open till 6.
You know when you haven't had a drink for a while, Fee?
Yes.
What if you just start crying? Like, you know when you get a bit like, that kind of drunk?
Absolutely. That's what's going to happen. Let's be honest. I will have one shot or cocktail and I'll be passed out. They'll be putting me in bed at 8:30. I've no doubt that's what will happen.
No, believe in yourself.
No, you got to have espresso martini.
She doesn't like coffee.
She's
a real party animal.
The closer we get to it, we'll even reach out and see if you want to come up to the Gold Coast, because I'd love to go out with you. That'd be awesome.
Oh my god, I'm like, can you make it 5:30 nowadays as well?
Yes, exactly.
In the morning,
I'll come for pre-drink.
Sophie, it's so good to hear from you. We're really excited about your new show, Beauty and the Geek. It's coming soon. Wait for the on-air date, Channel 9.
Oh, it's July 11th.
Oh, you've got it. Oh great.
Dang.
Yeah.
July 11th.
Sunday.
Put that in the diary. Sunday, July 11th. Can't wait to see you back on the tellies. Wow. We've missed you, Soph.
Oh, thank you. Good luck
on the Goldie.
Oh, thank you.
She'll need it.
I will.
Thanks, Sophie. Yeah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, Boxy, you're looking a bit flat, a bit stressed.
Yes, I really am. And thank you for acknowledging that. I feel bad that I'm even voicing this. Well, firstly, it's an exciting day. It's my daughter's birthday. Daisy turns 2 today.
Happy birthday!
Oh, my God, that's gone quick.
I can't believe it.
Everything organised? You got your birthday cakes done?
No. See, this is the thing.
Streamers? We've got confetti on the floor here.
I've got genuine mum guilt. I'm not coping because I haven't done it. It's her birthday today.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Here at work. She's not even waking up to her mum. And I was supposed to make a cake, but then we spent
all day with
Wednesday out. And,
so well, I need then, to fix it.
No.
What cake does she like?
Well, I really wanted to make a bluey cake.
A bluey cake. Is there anyone out there in Melbourne? 13, 10, 60 that can make a bluey cake today.
No, it's like there's no
by
way. That's
o'clock?
Not even possible. I don't.
Do they
honestly,
have a bluey cake?
It doesn't
is there
have
any
to be
cake
bluey.
Shops?
It could be anything.
Bluey cake.
I just need a whole cake.
Like a bluey cake. Some shops would have bluey cake.
No, I feel. You know what? It's 13, my
10,
job.
60.
I'm a mum. I have to race home and make one. But
hey, we're all in. We're all family. We're in this together.
Honestly,
if he said in the break, she'll pay double.
Hey, seriously, 13, 10, 60 Melbourne.
She loves
Melbourne. The Wiggles
too, actually.
She loves the Wiggles. Anyone got a cake shop out there
that
we can get a cake delivered to the Fox? We'll pump up your business. Free plug.
This is outrageous. Yeah. No, I can't palm off a mum job.
Yeah, you can.
It's my mum.
It's
my
already been done.
Maternal duty is to make my daughter a birthday cake. I have to do it.
When it's already been done.
When I spoke to Daisy when she was in here the other month, I said, "What's your favourite thing?" And she said, "Coles mud cake." I went, "Oh, that's very specific."
101.9 The Fox.
It is. It's great. It's Friday. As I just said, it's Trixie. Daisy. Oh,
yeah, so you're rattled.
You've
been
kids.
Rattled.
It's Daisy's second birthday today, and I have come in a bit rattled. And Fev, you identify that. A little stress.
I missed it. I've got a 39-week pregnant wife at home. Yeah. So I'm just rolling minimum stress all the time.
And you haven't got a birthday cake, and she loves Bluey, loves the Wiggles, and I thought we'll just shout out. We never do this, but it's a good opportunity for someone to pump up their business. We've got Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Fev. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, do you own a cake business?
My father-in-law owns a cake business in Faulkner, and my husband runs it.
Oh, perfect. Are you able to make a Bluey cake by 12 o'clock, you reckon?
You know what? I haven't told him, but absolutely yes.
Oh, no, Joe, I can't even. Joe, that is so kind of you to even.
You're a legend.
I feel this horrible mum guilt. I really should make the cake. And but I
You're
have.
Busy,
I just said to Fev off air before, I said, I think I just have to go and buy something, and I was going to run down to Coles.
No.
No. You can't get a Coles cake. You have to get a nice, woggy Italian cake.
Oh.
What's the place called, Joe?
Yeah, that mum.
It's called Pasticceria Padova, and they've got two locations, one in Bonwick Street in Faulkner and one at Gladstone Park.
Oh, well done, Joe. Oh. That's awesome. Just by 12, that'd be awesome.
Do you know what, though? I don't want you calling your husband or your father-in-law and getting them to make one from scratch. Honestly, Joe, I just need anything. I will buy anything from you. Just a lovely, pretty cake.
Not a problem. Every time I ring my husband with things like this, he says, what have you done now? So, yeah, he's used to me doing this.
Yeah, because they probably already have a cake base. Yeah, they just decorate it with Bluey.
You don't even have to do that. Just glazed cherries. I don't care. It just can have anything on
Daisy's
it.
Daisy's not going to eat glazed cherries.
No, I know, but
we want a Bluey. Bluey. Thank you, Joe. We'll be in touch.
Glazed cherries?
You're a bloody legend. You're a lifesaver, Joe. Happy Friday.
No problem, Fev.
Thank you so much. And can you say the name of the business again, Joe?
I was going to have a crack at it.
Okay, it's called Pasticceria Padova.
Pasticceria
Beautiful Padova. Name. Okay, I'm going to get out there, Joe, and you just tell me what I owe you and I'm on my way. Well, I've got to do the show first, that's all.
Delivering it? Do you want it delivered?
Yeah, she would. She'd love it delivered. We'll speak to our beautiful producer, Renee, and she'll look after it.
No worries. Have a good day, guys.
Cheers, Joe.
There we go.
Just in case it doesn't happen, Fee, good news. Daisy's two. She can't read a calendar, so it's tomorrow. Birthday's tomorrow.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, Fev, a great friend of ours who lost her father not long ago, yes. Kate Gudinski. What a terrible time for that Gudinski family, and we're still sending them so much love. And Kate's got a fantastic new podcast coming out. Talking in Common.
Yes, they're in their second series, and it's all about women. So it's all women that go on it, and they have a chat, and they talk about women stuff. And I'm on it. So
you're the first
man ever to be on it. So they came in a couple of weeks ago, and we did the podcast, her and Soph. We sat down and talked about all things family and girls and obviously my kids and growing up and living with all the women in my house, which was great to have a chat with them. But her first episode of the second season come out. On Monday it dropped, and it was quite interesting to hear Kate opened up and spoke about her late father, and she said she went and spoke to a medium about her dad, and that he spoke to her via, I think, her dad, and sent a couple of messages, and now she feels that she's okay, like she's okay with it. And it got me thinking. I heard her talk about this, and I'm like, it sort of sold me a bit. Like, how do they know this stuff, the mediums? Like, speaking to spirits and how they get messages across. And are they real? Are ghosts real? Are spirits real?
Well, see, this is the thing. And I worry. I mean, I'm not. I know that I'm a psychic in my own way, and you know that over the years, I'm a psychic.
You predict who?
Not the question.
She predicts things.
I could speak to spirits. Pardon?
Hearing on Patriots through $1.01, and they were playing the whoever, and I said, "Who's going to win the Super Bowl?" And she said, "Patriots."
Wow.
Yep.
You picked Tom Brady.
Yes. Yeah.
The greatest footballer
of all time.
No, that's
not true. I picked them when they weren't the favourites. Didn't I? Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're
anyway.
Tom Brady.
Separate to that, And I don't want to disparage that profession because I know that people take it quite seriously. I know that it is a profession.
Yeah.
But I worry that it does prey on the vulnerable because I remember watching all those John Edwards, and we've had John Edwards on the show, and
he was amazing.
He does. You watch and you go, but then I worry that people hear what they want to hear. That's the only thing I think is a little bit. I'm a bit skeptical about, because if you don't have closure with somebody, and somebody stands in front of you and says, "I have actually heard from that loved one."
That's a valid point, Fiona.
You want to believe it. And remember, this is the thing in life. We believe things that we want to believe.
Yeah.
And that's how we fall victim to scams and...
Yeah. The thing that gets me, and I'm not a sucker for this sort of stuff.
No.
I am. But I'd pretty much join a cult.
Yeah.
I'm pretty easily, you know, twist the arm.
Sorry, you got a text message from somebody in Italy saying, send me your bank details, you've won $36 million, and you were about to give them your BSB number.
I know, I was on the phone for 2 hours saying, we've made it, we're on.
They did
spell Favola wrong, but I thought that might have just been an Italian thing. It might have been a typo.
Fev, I reckon you'd come back from a medium and go, I didn't even know I had a dead dad till I went there. They've turned me around.
1019, The Fox.
Oh, Melbourne, Victoria, gear up. You're going to need more room in your driveways, more area in your front garden, because there's another bin on the way. Oh, no.
Bin cops, making all the rules. If your bin's full, they won't empty it for you.
Oh, the bin cops.
I love this.
How do you feel about this? The Andrews government has just handed $127 million to all the councils, 79 councils, so they can start to buy new bins, because we're going to get another one. Three's not enough. This is now the purple lid bin, guys.
Perfect.
It's for glass only.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I know.
You know, I love paying tax. It's a great country because we pay tax and it's good rates here, and that's why the roads are good and things are good. And then you get a tax bill and you go, oh, and you pay it. You go, this will help. And then they give $127 million for bins. You go, oh, no.
That's a real positive for me, because I'd love to dump and run. More bins, more options.
Yeah, but you're dumping illegally.
Yeah, 100%.
And you're not following the rules.
Purple, green, red, bin, all the same junk, all goes to the same places.
I am a massive fan of...
You're a massive fan, eh? Just jump on.
I am a massive fan of looking after the environment and realising that these strategies need to be put in place. Mm. But four bins? Where do you put these things? Already there's three and it's...
Think about how much more rubbish you can dump.
But,
what? No, again,
the more bins, because we have problems at our house. Like,
yeah, you run
for
out
you,
of...
for you, you've got three people, two little ones and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We have seven people in our house and they're all nearly adults, bar one baby.
Yeah, you've got a lot of rubbish.
Got a lot of rubbish.
And we've got the same
bins.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
It doesn't work.
Well, this is a whole new one. Well, what if you don't use... See, I don't use glass. Well, I'm not a drinker, so I'm not using any bottles.
I don't use glass
either. I've got this giant purple-lidded bin that's just sitting there.
I
don't
need it. Give it to me.
That's what I mean. I don't understand. In Australia, most recycling bins are just full of stubbies anyway.
Exactly.
So
I'll buy it off you.
Now it's just going to be
You'll buy my glass bin.
100%. I need another bin.
You do need a glass.
Yeah, I'll just change the lid. I'll change the purple lid, put a green lid on and go bang.
Okay, again, seriously, how have the bin cops not found you?
I'm uncatchable. Well, the problem is they don't catch you, Boxy, because I spoke to a garbo. All the rubbish that around Melbourne goes into a rubbish bin, goes into the rubbish truck, goes to the tip all together.
Okay, 13 10 60. I can't believe I'm doing this.
No,
and
don't
I'm
do
it.
Let's just see
13 10 60. If any garbos are prepared to come on, we'll use a voice disguiser. We just want to know the inside word, because I had heard that too, that it's all for people to start practicing that, but they don't actually have the facility to divide them.
No, they don't have the facilities.
So if all the rubbish is dumped in one place,
meltdown.
That's a bit of
a
worry.
Pick one.
Well, maybe we'll just... Hang on, Leon, can you put someone through?
They're all calling for ultimate mystery.
Yeah. Kidding!
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
It's fair. $500
edition.
On the back of giving away $50,000 yesterday to Nikki in Ferntree Gully.
Oh, that's a huge box.
Fev, he loves the secret sound, but what he doesn't love about it is no one trusts him with the answer.
Yeah. I'm not sure why.
I'm not sure either. So now you've got your own Fev's Ultimate Mystery Noise. You do the clues. You're the only one who knows the answer.
Yep.
There's a guaranteed $500. Cassie from Lilydale. Hi, Cassie.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Now,
I never get through to these things.
Well, you're through for the big one, Cassie.
This is the biggest one, Cass.
Would you like to hear the sound, Cassie? The noise. Sorry, the noise.
Yeah, sure.
Now...
Ooh, now, are there some clues first before Cassie has a guess? Because I don't want her to ruin her guess.
You find a lot of them in an office.
Yeah.
My clues were you can write with it.
There's ink in there.
There's ink. And you can click it.
Okay.
And there was one other clue, Fev. Blue.
Maybe clicking a pen.
Okay, Cassie, so much on this. For $500, you can put this towards your car.
Yes. Okay, well,
what is your guess?
This is quite tricky, but I think I'm going to go with clicking a pen.
Ooh. Now, Cassie, there's only one person who knows the answer to this, so we will now cross to the official keeper of Fev's ultimate mystery noise, Fev.
Cassie, what would you do with $500?
I've bought a brand new car, so I'm going to put it on towards that to pay it off.
Hmm. How confident are you with your guess?
I'm like a 9 out of 10.
A 9 out of 10? Surely you're a 10 out of 10. Yes, it's clicking a pen.
Yay!
$500.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys.
Well done. Great way to end the
that'll
week.
That'll be back.
Yeah.
It's a hit. It's got to be back.
Thank you so much, guys.
Maybe back with more cash.
Really?
We're on holidays now, guys. So we're going to miss our listeners.
Yes,
but stay safe. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
And have fun on the school holidays. Yes. But everyone, do stay safe. We're thinking of everybody.
We love you, Melbourne.
We love you. I'm going to miss you boys for a few weeks.
Oh, no.
Who's replacing
us? When I come back, I'm going to have another one.
Nick, Cody, Luch, and Nick
another
are going to have a new baby. Man.
Brenda. Good Anytime. Luck. Little Brenda.
And if you miss the guys while they're on holidays, of course, the listener app, you can download the podcast any time. Yes, that's right. And we're going to be playing the best of for the next couple of weeks. We'll speak to you Monday. Have a lovely weekend.
No, we won't.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 1019.